Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Barbara Gibbs.
Disney Princess Cinderella, a costume for Cinderella. It was a crisp fall afternoon. Cinderella was reading in her room when there was a knock on her door. It was Prudence, the castle's head housekeeper. "Excuse me, Your Highness," Prudence said, "but this delivery just arrived for you. The messenger asked me to apologize. It seems this was meant to arrive much sooner." Prudence handed Cinderella an elaborate gold box, then excused herself to see to the castle staff. Cinderella opened the box. The inside was lined with soft velvet. At the bottom, sitting atop a small pillow, was a scroll tied with a red satin ribbon. Cinderella set down the box and took out the scroll. It was an invitation from the king and queen of a nearby kingdom to a masquerade ball. "How exciting!" Cinderella cried, her mind filled with costume ideas. Cinderella looked more closely at the invitation and gasped. "Oh no," she said, "the ball is tomorrow night. What am I going to wear?" "Don't worry, Cinderella," Gus said. "We can help," said Jacques. "Thank you," she said. "I'll need all the help I can get. We'd better hurry." Cinderella and the mice went upstairs to her royal wardrobe. Cinderella's closet was stuffed with gorgeous ball gowns, rows and rows of shoes, and more hats, gloves, and jewelry than she could count. But she didn't have any costumes to wear. "There must be something in here we can turn into a costume," Cinderella said. "But where do we begin?" Jacques and Gus were already hard at work, thinking of things to pair together. "We'll find you something, Cinderella," Jacques said. "Don't worry." "How about this, Cinderella?" Gus said, pointing to a few different items in her closet. "You can be a pretty flower." Cinderella put on the hat and gown Gus had picked, and then Jacques ran around her, tying some green ribbon around her legs. Soon, Cinderella looked like a flower. Cinderella said, looking at herself in the mirror. "It's a nice try, but I don't think this is quite right. Plus, I'm not so sure I can walk in it." "What about putting these together, Cinderella?" Jacques asked. He pointed to a frilly white gown, a fluffy white coat, and a feathery white hat. Cinderella put on the outfit. "What am I?" she asked, looking at her reflection in the mirror. "You're a cloud," Jacques exclaimed. "Oh, I suppose I am," Cinderella said. "I'm not sure this is quite right either." "I think we're going to have to make a costume," Cinderella said, "and I know just the thing." Cinderella and the mice got to work. They cut out colorful swatches of fabric and sewed everything together. Finally, all the pieces of Cinderella's costume were ready. "It's perfect," Cinderella said, twirling happily as she looked at her reflection in the mirror. "Cinderella is a very beautiful butterfly," said Gus and Jacques. There was just one problem left. Prince Charming was away. Cinderella didn't have a date for the ball. "Thank you for helping me make a costume," Cinderella said. "I think I know just how to repay you. Would you like to come to the ball with me?" Jacques and Gus clapped. "Cinderella, take us to the ball," they cheered. Cinderella was excited for her friends to join her. "I know just what you should wear," she said. The next evening, Cinderella, Gus, and Jacques got ready for the ball. Cinderella wore her butterfly costume. Gus and Jacques were tiny caterpillars. "You make quite the trio," Prudence said, showing them to the door. "I hope you have a wonderful time." When Cinderella and the mice arrived at the masquerade ball, Cinderella looked around. All the guests wore incredible costumes. Cinderella's costume wasn't the fanciest or the most beautiful, but she didn't mind one bit. She liked her homemade costume best of all. Most important, Cinderella had the very best company. "Let's dance, Cinderella," Gus exclaimed. Cinderella smiled as they stepped onto the dance floor. Soon she, Gus, and Jacques were dancing the night away. On the carriage ride home, Cinderella and the mice were very tired, but they were also very happy. "Thank you for being there for me," Cinderella told Gus and Jacques, "and thank you for being such charming dates." "Anything for Cinderella," Jacques said. Gus agreed. That's what friends are for.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.